This is KUNM. I'm Madison Sprato. For 3 decades, a former priest who church officials say admitted to sexually abusing dozens of boys lived freely in New Mexico. A Catholic diocese in Iowa had sent Jerome P. Coyle to a church-run treatment center here in 1986. And then he stayed, potentially putting children at risk, even as the church remained silent about a history of abuse they now say he disclosed in Iowa. Public Health New Mexico's Hannah Colton reports Coyle was living with a family in Albuquerque before church officials removed him this summer.
It's not uncommon for the Ortiz family to invite a stranger in for a meal or even a night. They're devout Catholics. And 12 years ago, Jerry Coyle seemed like he could use a friend.
I was the choir director over at Risen Savior Catholic Community. And after the Mass, he came over and he seemed kind of lonely to me.
That's Ruben Ortiz. His wife is Tanya.
He just seemed like a very meek, lonely old man, yeah.
They took him to lunch, and from then on, they say Jerry became like part of the family. He was around for holidays, birthdays of their 3 young kids, daughters ages 1 and 5, and a 3-year-old son. It wasn't until they'd known him a couple years that he even told them he'd been a priest. Eventually, he told them that he had inappropriately touched a few children, but they say he downplayed it and assured them it was all in the past. Then, in November last year, Coyle was in a car accident, and he moved in with them while he recovered.
From the living room, you go in here to what is an office slash guest room.
The Ortizes showed me the room in their house where Jerry Coyle slept for more than half a year. It was close quarters.
And the girls share a room, and Richard has his own room.
Richard's right down the hall. He's only, 10 steps away.
While Coyle was living with them, a letter came from the Diocese of Sioux City, Iowa. Coyle was told that he shouldn't be staying with a family with kids, that he'd get an increase in his monthly church stipend to find a different living situation. And the bombshell. The Ortizes learned from the letter that before Coyle moved to Albuquerque, he had revealed to his bishop a history of sexual contact with not a few, but about 50 preteen and teenage boys over a 20-year period. Attorney Levi Monagle has represented dozens of survivors of priest sex abuse in New Mexico.
I've never seen a letter quite like this.
The Ortizes hired Monagle to try to hold both Coyle and the church accountable. He says the Diocese of Sioux City should have gone to the police back in the 80s.
How could they in good conscience allow a man they deemed to be dangerous to be exposed to children in New Mexico for 30 years? And is this symptomatic of a larger problem? How many Jerry Coyles are out there?
The New Mexico Attorney General announced a broad investigation into the state's 3 Roman Catholic dioceses this year. That followed a Pennsylvania grand jury report that outlined decades of covered-up sex abuse in the church there. For the Ortiz family, part of the saga ended this June, when church officials came and put Coyle on a plane back to Iowa. The diocese has moved him into a care facility near a school, according to the Associated Press. Law enforcement there has opened an investigation. Back at the Ortiz house, Ruben is excited to show me a religious music video the family made. They're so involved in the Catholic community, Ortiz says, it makes this betrayal especially painful. He says he's gotten no helpful response from church leaders. Talking with the Archdiocese of Santa Fe's victims' assistance coordinator only made things worse.
She made me feel like I was guilty. You didn't bring this to our attention for 3 months. I says, well, you guys have kept this a secret for 35 years. So who's guilty here?
We've asked the Archdiocese of Santa Fe repeatedly for an interview for this story. They have not responded. Ruben and Tanya are terrified that Coyle may have done something to their son, Richard. Ruben himself was sexually abused as a child and says he didn't recall the incident until he was in his 30s. His son says nothing happened, but Ruben worries he could remember something years from now.
I think that it's affected us as a family, the way we communicate, because our trust has been invaded.
The Ortizes don't go to Mass much anymore. They pray in their home for the type of comfort that they no longer get from Catholic church leaders. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.